Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network on Tour. We're broadcasting live from Charleston Wine and Food Festival, day 3 in the Culinary Village. We are getting punchy over here. Here we go. Well, I'm so delighted right now to introduce a really special guest episode. So we have teamed up with a local Charleston food, comedy, wonderful podcast, F&B Radio, and I'm just going to hand it right over to you guys because I'm so jazzed to have you, and can't wait to hear what you have lined up for us. We've got a double segment special episode, but because F&B, you guys are new to a lot of the Heritage Radio Network audience, I want to make sure you guys introduce yourselves too so that our audience can get to know you a little bit, and we're so glad to have you, so thanks for joining us, and without further ado, F&B Radio, Charleston, South Carolina.
Wow, thank you. Normally our show starts with this fake, it's me doing a fake British accent and going, welcome to F&B radio. So I'll just start with that. That's our intro.
Nailed it.
Okay. My name is Lindsay Collins and I am your host. Welcome to F&B Radio. I would like to welcome Nikki Anhalt-Fairman to the show. Nikki.
Lindsay Marie.
Oh my God.
God, I love it. Do you know what? It would be my absolute pleasure to introduce Mr. Philip Michael Cohen, everybody.
That feels nice. That feels nice, but I feel like you really put the bar high there, and now I've got to, like, really bring it.
Oh, you can do it.
It would be my honor and absolute pleasure to introduce to F&B Radio one of our dear friends.
We love her.
One of the most talented pastry chefs we've ever encountered.
Ever.
The lovely Cynthia Wong.
Cynthia Wong is a genius.
Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
DJ Dave
bringing the effects.
Sounds a little bit like we're at a
God, we need this guy.
Right now,
we're basically Justin Timberlake right now.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying. Awesome. I mean, days.
There's peyote in this teepee. Everybody's feeling really warm. We're all connecting on a deeper level.
Basically.
It's Sunday.
Oh my God.
Guys, this is a special day because we've never, ever, ever done a takeover with Heritage Radio before. So Heritage Radio Network, we are so grateful to be here.
Thanks for having us.
We're huge fans.
Big, giant fans.
Big
Everybody
old fans.
That has things to say is on Heritage Radio.
I just wanted to be talking with the people that are talking on Heritage Radio. That's all I'm saying.
What?
And at this point, you know, it's day 3, Charleston Wine and Food.
Yeah.
This is like, at this point, we're just, it's like, 48 hours into an ayahuasca, spiritual retreat.
Really like where this
we
is
don't
going.
Know what's going on.
That's a really elegant way of saying that we all feel like reheated leftovers.
Yeah. I mean, you
basically.
Know.
Listen, you ever microwave fish? That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
That is exactly where I'm living.
just.
When I walked into the Culinary Village today, thanks, DJ Dave. When I walked into the tent, I just smelled people just sweating alcohol. It was like collectively, everyone's just really hungover.
Oh,
and
yes.
In the best way possible, we had a fun party last night. But for those of you who have never listened to our show before, we're based here in Charleston, so we're really conditioned to function under these highly party behaviors.
Well, I've never felt more attractive than when I'm salt swollen. So just plump in the lines.
Very plump.
On the face. You know what I'm talking about.
It smooths out all the wrinkles.
It really does. It keeps
it's better
young.
Than Botox.
Just a little dewy, salty glow. I'm into it.
I think you look wonderful.
I think
the people
you're
at home
a glamorous angel.
Thank
I love
you so much.
Thank you so much.
Cynthia, how's your weekend been?
I'm a little banged up. I have on my best mom jeans right now. When
Good
I don't have
you.
My mom jeans on, I look like a pair of pantyhose that's been stuffed with mashed potatoes. That's how I feel. But
that's
other than
really
that,
attractive.
It's really great.
This
yeah.
is why we love
no,
this
should
woman.
Really eat
I'm
all my
telling you,
they're going to make you look great and make you feel really good too. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine.
It's fine. It's
have
good.
You have you been working nonstop? Like, how many events have you done collectively
really
for the festival?
I really overcommitted, and I realized that at the last event last night when. The bathroom scared me. I was scared of the wallpaper because I was so tired.
You're like,
I was like, I think I've overcommitted this year. Maybe.
I did too much.
But it was really fun. It's great. It's awesome. You see old friends. Yeah. You make new friends. You offend more people than you offended last year.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Listen, you apologized to more people than you apologized to last year.
Yeah. Listen, if you've ever tried to talk to anyone at a food festival, this is how it goes. They're like, hey, how's everything? And then I'm like, hey. 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 It's just hugging 100 people and talking talking about nothing to everyone.
Yes. I really am reminded of that scene in Night at the Roxbury where he's just like, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Small talk. Small talk. Small talk.
Small talk. Small talk.
Happy festival. Happy festival. Happy festival. You're doing great.
Eat a bite of food. Eat a bite of food.
But it was fun. I saw you everywhere. I saw you yesterday at the workshop thing, the brunch.
Yep.
I saw you last night at the Dewberry party, and I think in between then you worked at least four events.
I was like pastry herpes. I was just kind of springing up all over.
Yeah.
Crusty.
Itchy. But everybody's
pastry
got
herpes.
We're there.
That's something. That's the kind you might actually want.
I think I might have railroaded award season right there.
And that's okay.
All right. Not mine. That's awesome. Yay.
No, I really love the sound effects. Oh, they're special to me. Cynthia is an incredible pastry chef and does many, many things, but some of the favorite things that, my favorite things that you do are the molded ice cream treats, and I think they steal the show every time they're around. But the chicken, the drumstick that looks like a piece of fried chicken, it's made with ice cream. Tell us about it, because I don't think if you've ever had one, you can really
talk about it. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
In
life. Oh my God, thank you.
Amazing.
It's waffle ice cream that is shaped to look like a fried ice cream, fried drumstick.
It's fucking genius.
And you bite into it and there's a bone. And the ice cream looks kind of like chicken meat, so it's a little, it's a little weird.
It really does look like chicken meat.
It's a little
meat.
Weird, but if you keep going, there's a treat inside, just like me.
Well, and I love that you serve it.
Killing it, DJ.
What do you roll it in? What do you roll it in, Cynthia?
We dip it in caramelized milk chocolate and clarified butter, because you should really put ice cream in butter whenever you can to really get it up there.
Let's add some more fat.
It's not making anybody mad.
More cholesterol is what's needed. And then cornflakes and crushed waffle cones.
Nice. Cornflakes is
crunch, 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 crunch.
Yeah,
crunch,
and
crunch.
It's served in a bucket. You can order a bucket, a literal bucket of ice cream.
Yes.
Treats that look like chicken. It's insane.
If you live here, you need to have that at every birthday party, I think. I think it's better than a cake.
It's the most playful, like, food item in all of Charleston.
If you think to show up to a party with that,
you're going to be stealing the show.
That or a puppy.
I did show up to Cynthia Wong's house holding a puppy, and she was like, fuck a bottle of wine. That's the new bottle of wine.
Puppies are the new wine.
Bring
everyone.
A live puppy.
I think my kids fell into the ditch in the front yard. I was like, bye, kids. I got a puppy. See you later. Wash yourself off with the hose.
We had a good run. Unfortunately, survival of the fittest.
Mama has a new baby. Bye.
No, they're an awesome addition to any party. And I've seen a couple iterations of that when sweet, sweet Carrie Diamond, who is our
queen,
our godmother.
Speaking of Heritage Radio.
God, yeah. You can't talk about Heritage Radio without talking about Carrie Diamond. Who
just
is
a gossamer angel.
She's our mom. I want her to be our mom. She did an event here, a cookbook signing. And Cynthia, you made the most amazing cherry treat. And it was, again, ice cream, but it had a pit that was also edible.
It was an ice cream bomb.
It was.
Oh.
It was
in the shape of a cherry.
Yes.
Hashtag cherry bomb.
Do you see yourself potentially like making more of these? Like, is that a thing that you could do a whole entire line of
many more stoner ice cream related treats in store for the summer.
And is that how you come up with them? It's just like this kind of like think, get into that mindset. Maybe not literally, but you know what I mean.
Not literally anymore, because there's not enough cells left. I've rubbed most of them out. Yeah. So I'm just kind of riding on the fumes of my early 20s.
It's cool, man. Yeah.
Whatever's left there. But I think that is what's so undeniable about them, is that they're just like, yeah, of course you want ice cream shaped like chicken, duh.
Listen, did you want to live in the magical wonderland of Cynthia Wong? I do.
It's great for vegetarians.
Fantastic.
You know? You get to tear into that drumstick.
It's so meaty.
And there's a bone.
Yeah.
You know?
Made of caviar. Because
that's what we all want. We all want a bone.
Can you throw me a bone? Yes. For God's sake.
Don't make me say it again. Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a Wong a bone. I did it. I did it again. I can't stop.
I think you have to coin that phrase at this point.
TM.
TM.
It's mine now.
Nikki Ann Holt.
So meaty.
Yes! I've always wanted someone to do that. Oh, I just want you to be around all the time.
How does he do it so fast? It's unbelievable. And I saw you at the Dewberry party last night. That's always a debaucherous showing of just opulence. Which,
yes.
There was a gigantic tuna. How'd you feel about the tuna?
I stayed away from the tuna, but I think I had 10 to 14 tablespoons of caviar. I think there weren't any spoons left because everyone else had done the same thing. And so I just found a knife somewhere and used a knife and kind of went like full on Scarface key bump.
Yes.
Yes.
Caviar in my face. Caviar.
Put it right here.
Right here. It's fine.
People were talking to me. They're like, how's it going? I'm like, shh. No, go away. Go away. I'm not done yet.
No, I straight up put a straw into a sea urchin. I did. And I just ate the uni through a straw like a freak. It was, I don't know what happened. Listen, I just blacked out with a caviar compress on my face. I just not mad about it.
Yeah,
it was luxurious.
It is. It is really, really, really fun. Is this the, how many festivals have you participated in?
This is the first one where I've really like kind of gone at it. I did something at a brewery last year, like a drop-off kind of pastry thing. But this was the first year I like kind of went for it.
I feel like you went all in. You were like,
yeah, you made up for a lot of time with this year.
Yeah, I was like, hey, hey, gang, hey, bakery team, let's get really fucking miserable for a couple of days, all right?
Yeah.
And they're like,
I'm
gonna
go drink during the day, pretend like I'm at an event, and I'm gonna come back later, and you're gonna fix this for me, right?
I've been working. Like,
let's all black out for 3 days and then talk about it on Monday.
Try to pick up the pieces.
Yeah,
as you do. I think that's what the festival is. For a lot of people, we are always on the fringe. We're on the fringe as F&B Radio. We usually do some sort of pop up, and we did last night with Sparrow. But it's
we sneak
fringe.
Into stuff.
Yeah,
you know? We sneak into stuff. That's our thing.
We snuck into this culinary village
right now.
We did.
If anybody,
we snuck in just now.
We had to. Yeah,
I mean, thank God for Heritage Radio. We were just like Heritage Radio. Excuse me.
Heritage Radio
we're
said
very
it was cool.
Important.
Heritage
it's
Radio
very
said it was
important.
Fine.
There's a teepee. I'm to be at it. Yeah. You must let me in.
Now, when you had your career in Atlanta,
yes,
that was that before here, or was it Asheville before that? I always lose track.
Asheville was before Charleston.
Asheville was before here. Yeah. Are there food festivals of the same magnitude in those cities?
There's the Atlanta Wine and Food Festival, but I haven't gone to that one yet. I'm going this year.
Awesome.
And Asheville's kind of laid back. You know, I think they want to have a festival, but then everyone just goes hiking instead.
Yeah, they're like, we should do a festival, man. And then they forget about it.
You know what would be awesome? Yeah. Guys.
Guys, I got an idea.
A festival.
You're a festival.
You're a festival.
You're a festival.
I'm fine.
That's how the Asheville Festival goes. But they have a lot of amazing food up there, too.
They do.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And all the beer.
And I love that they, you know, that area, there's such a specific amount of ingredients and things that are really specific to Charleston, but Asheville, kind of, you get into that mountainous.
Yes, you get some of those cold changes. Ingredients, those foggy ingredients.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Whatever the fuck that means.
What are
foggy ingredients?
It's foggy over here on this couch.
Cold ingredients.
No, but I think, can you get fiddlehead ferns?
We don't have refrigeration
like
down here in South Carolina, but up in North Carolina, we got cold
what
ingredients.
What is this? What is this frozen delight?
It's called snow, Phil. We don't have it here.
What is this, cabbage? It's amazing.
What?
No, it's always fun. We've had you on the show, I think, twice now.
Three times.
What? Three times?
Because you guest hosted.
You did guest host, which
yeah.
is always
That's
the
right.
best. Oh my God, three times. So yeah, you're super familiar with.
And we're mild to moderately obsessed with you. It's fine. I'm comfortable with it. I hope it doesn't make you uncomfortable. I feel good about it.
It makes me feel really good about myself because my husband is not obsessed with me and my children are not obsessed with me. So
we got you.
Occasionally my dog is a little bit, but
listen, yeah. I love you more than your dogs love. And your children yeah. love you. That's where I'm at.
Oh my God. Thank you.
I did it. I said it.
She said it. She's just being
a girl
honest.
Sitting on a couch telling you that she loves you.
Let's not make it weird.
Don't make it weird.
Just go with it. Just go with it. This is a celebration of Cynthia Wong.
Oh, good Lord.
Which is something that we love to do all the time. No, but I had the incredible pleasure of going to dinner at your house a few weeks ago. And it was one of the most spectacular. There were Scotch eggs. There were ham croquettes. Don't be jealous, guys. I know that you're jealous.
Yeah, it's like really.
Like, where the
cool.
fuck? Yeah.
That's okay. I just confessed my love. I didn't go to a party.
we can take this friendship to another level.
No
okay.
big deal.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah.
Do it.
I didn't even get a JD Loves Cheese shirt. Much less an invite to dinner.
Well, I'm just saying that the Long household, they rock savory as much as they do sweet things.
Yes.
And I've always known that about you is you really kind of prefer this salty savory. I think the very first time you were on the show, that was something you said.
Yes, I have a salty mouth, literally and figuratively.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
Salty Sally.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's something I'm always curious about, especially with pastry chefs, is like, Do you really want to eat those things after you spend all day cooking them, or is it a certain personality type that actually prefers salty things that ends up working with sweet things?
You know, I don't really know, but at the end of the day, definitely. I could give up sugar, and I could probably give up chocolate, but I live for cheese and fried meat.
But was that the case before you became a professional?
Looks good to me.
Before you became a professional pastry chef, was that it was still savory heavy, like, for your palate?
Probably, although, you know, back in the day, when I was younger, I would smoke a lot of weed and eat, like, a tablet of chocolate. And when I say a tablet of chocolate, I'm talking about one of those, like, commercial...
Like a sheet.
6.5 kilo cacao berry.
Dude, respect.
I would just get in bed after a bread shift and just gnaw on it.
Just like a smooth 15 pounds of chocolate.
Yeah, just 15 pounds.
Just a slight, just a featherweight 15.
You know, I had so much energy back then. It was so weird.
Yeah. Jumped up.
Yeah. So much energy.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a commercial break, but before we do... I want to know if someone like, let's say, Daniel Ballud or somebody, let's say Gabrielle Hamilton is coming to your house in 5 minutes. What are you, and you want to make something sweet, what are you going to smush together?
You're only giving her 5 minutes?
Or whatever.
Lindsay, that was hateful.
5 minutes.
Yeah. That's like the most hateful
that sounds
thing
like a heart
to
attack.
Me.
It's day three.
I don't know.
Daniel Ballud's coming in five minutes.
No, it's not Daniel. Let's be clear.
I don't know.
Please
Gabrielle
give her more
Hamilton
time
is
than
coming
that.
In for coffee, and she says she's on the way. Whatever that means.
She's okay. You got so a few she's hours. In Aiken, South Carolina. Yeah.
Give her 3 hours.
There's a distance between Aiken, South Carolina, and Charleston. Yes.
2 hours.
I started sweating when you said that.
I've been sweating since I sat down.
What are you going to make her?
I think I would just make a Jello mold with pineapple in it because fuck it. Like, I can't impress those people.
Why are you perfect?
Wow.
What am I going to do?
A Jello mold with pineapple?
It'd be like, hi, I made you a plate of boogers.
Wait, what flavor of Jello?
You can't. Like, you can't. There's no point. I would just cry and urinate and weep and kiss and, like...
I think
prostrate myself. Prostate. Uh-huh.
Prostate.
No, not prostate.
Got to check your prostate.
Yeah.
Not Flomax. No. Prostate. Okay. Wait, prostrate. Yes. Sorry. Oh, my God.
I bet that would be so refreshing to them.
Just
that it would
a slice
be,
of
it would
a Jell-O
be endearing.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
They'd probably talk about it for a long time.
It'd probably be the best thing she ever had. Just saying. If that ever happens, you'll be ready.
Exactly.
Cynthia Wong, you're an incredible human. I'm always so happy to spend any time with you at all. Thank you for being
you guys are my favorite. All of you. Love you.
We love you so much.
And we're going to go to a commercial break. I love you. I love you.
I love
and when
you
we
more.
Come back, Kevin, how do you say your last name? We're going to find out when we come back. I can't wait.
Commercial!
Want to go to a food festival, but you don't want to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I hate going to the bathroom.
It takes forever, and standing in line is basically death.
I don't want to miss one single bite. You know
I always
what I'm
feel
saying?
Like I'm missing out. The line's so long.
Oh, my God. I can't possibly break to go to the bathroom.
If I'm going to stand in line, it's going to be for a delicious cocktail or for a tasty little nibble of food.
That's
I couldn't
what I'm
agree
talking
gosh
about.
Darn it. So what do you do if you, you know, you have to go to the bathroom at some point?
I got an idea.
What?
What is it? A
buddy of mine told me about... Party pants.
Party pants? What's that?
Party pants are great. You put them on. They look like regular jeans.
Perfect.
And you can party. You can do a full Charleston Wine and Food Fest day. I'm talking 14 hours of good times.
Amazing.
Eating, drinking, hanging out.
And you just go right in
your
the pants?
Thing, right?
So they're super absorbent? Do they come in an array of colors and sizes?
Any color you want, right?
Unbelievable.
They're washable.
Wow.
They're environmentally friendly.
Holy
and
shit.
The only, you know, the only awkward thing for me with my party pants, and I'll tell you, like, I'm wearing them right now, but the awkward thing for me, it's just that moment. You know, there's that one moment where
when
I'm just kind of like...
when you're going.
And if we're all cool with that, then it's fine.
Because
you know what I mean?
Because more like a...
I just need a second.
It's like when you're trying to go in the ocean, but you don't want your friend to notice.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Cool,
like, why did you stop walking? Well, because I'm busy.
Yeah,
you know?
Because remember all the things that you miss when you're in the bathroom. Remember that really funny thing Lindsay said? No.
Oh,
yeah, no,
yes.
You were in a portal.
You were in the bathroom.
You're in the bathroom
bummer.
Line. Did you see somebody break out and do the worm dance?
Oh, my God.
Was it also your mom? You didn't see it. You were in the bathroom.
Remember when we were eating A5 Wagyu?
No.
Pounding
what?
Our face
I was in the bathroom.
With the best beef ever? No.
Listen, with party pants, you can keep the party going all damn day.
Holy shit. Thanks, Party Pants.
Thank you, Party Pants.
You're amazing.
And if you want to put your Party Pants on a commercial, you just email us at fnbradio@gmail.com. That's fnbradio@gmail.com to put your Party Pants on our
commercial.
Oh, my God. Cynthia, will you pass that mic to our sweet friend, Kevin?
Here it comes, Kevin.
Here it comes.
You got it.
You asked for this.
Sorry. Now you're going to feel
Mickey's
weird.
Bound in cords. And we're back. Guys, Cynthia Wong, isn't she the sweetest?
Love that lady.
What a little turtle tub. I love her.
It's okay. Cynthia Wong said we're best friends.
We got a little spicy number coming up next, though.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely the spiciest. I have a funny story about you, Kevin. Hey, wait. How do you say your last name officially?
It's Getz, Witch.
But they just call you Getz, right?
Yeah, I just keep it short.
That's what I always do. It's just Kevin Getz.
That's what the kids do these days.
Yeah. It was a traumatic experience in high school. They used to call me Getz No Bitch. So, you know, I kind of just...
Funny, listen, you got a little through
it. Of course the kids figured out a way to twist that one around.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah, I had my nickname in high school was Meatball. We'll talk about it later.
Meatball.
I love Aqua Teen Hunger
kids
Force.
Kids are dicks.
They're delicious.
That's all I'm saying.
Kids are so mean.
They're
shitheads.
They're creative.
Talk about it later.
Kids are creative.
Just
they're,
really
they're
creative.
They're so sweet until they're just horrible.
Yeah. And then they grow up to be adults and they're probably just the same. They're just a little bigger.
We just keep it inside and tell our closest friends.
Yes.
But Kevin Getz, welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you.
So happy to be here.
Yeah,
Kevin is the chef at One Broad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, One Broad is so hot right now.
Dude, that One Broad is
that
so
One Broad
hot
is
right now.
So hot it's fire. Right now.
It
and
is.
And Kevin, where's One Broad located for our listeners?
What's
that,
the address?
That
what's the address? It's One Broad.
Where's that?
It's the first building on Broad Street.
Yes.
So it's just One Broad Street.
Just One Broad.
Just in case there was any confusion.
Yeah, so when people think of Charleston, you get the image of Rainbow Row, the beautiful Battery, and in that side of town, it's filled with giant, beautiful homes, but there's not there are awesome places to eat, but it's sort of, it's not as like bustling as King Tree, until now.
Now
Until everybody. Now we're bringing the fire back to the Battery area.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to make Broad Street great again. So.
Broad Street's happening.
Yeah.
Broad Street is happening. I actually went in there just the other day for the first time, and I was sitting there at the bar, and I was like, thanks so much, Kevin. And you just look dead at my face and you go,
oh,
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, that was Lindsay, Kevin.
You looked a little
gorgeous.
Tired.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
is
gorgeous.
That what you were going to say, Kevin?
This is getting worse, Kevin.
You looked like you had your party pants on.
I had my party pants on.
And you had shades on inside. So I was like,
that's not true, Kevin.
Is it not?
She looked you dead in the eyes, Kevin.
Is it not?
I looked you right in the eyes and was like, this looks delicious. No.
Thank you so much.
It was
much
amazing.
For
the meal was amazing. I really, really enjoyed everything. We had this scrapple sandwich. You're doing some cool things for breakfast. I really, really wanted the lunch menu, but I wasn't going to be like,
can you make lunch food now, even though it says it starts at 12?
Lindsay, you're not that person.
You wouldn't be the first person.
I almost did, though. I was like, fuck, that looks
You wouldn't be the first person I said no to, either.
Yeah, I just love how, like, comfortable your food is. You know, it's like, and I mean this as a compliment, it's, like, seriously unpretentious.
Yeah, and that's the goal, really, is I worked at La Bernardin for a long time. I worked with Jeremiah Bacon at Macintosh. I've done all the fancy tweezer bullshit. But I try to cook like what I would want to eat or what other chefs would want to eat. So when I first moved down here, I worked at Two Burrows Larder with Josh Keeler, and that's the kind of food that we like to cook. Just not pretentious at all. Just whatever, you know.
Just
no
tasty.
Rules. Just, you know.
Yeah.
And everything on the menu was so craveable. I really had a hard time. Like, I ended up going with the omelet, and then we shared the shakshuka. Did I say that right?
Honey, you nailed it. Shakshuka.
I'm doing great. I was like, shakshuka. I can always read it, and I know what it is, but I just was like, God damn it! DJ Dave, I don't need this.
You're a shakshuka. I'm fine.
It was truly delicious. And it was the guy next to me at the bar was like, are you going to eat all that by yourself? And I was like, I don't need that either, sir.
Sir, that's weird.
Yeah.
Did you want a bite? We're close in Charleston. We're not that close.
I did offer him a bite, and he was very British and politely declined. He was like, no.
What, do they do that in Britain? I don't think so.
I'm sorry.
You
going to
finish that bangers and mash? Do you mind?
Yeah.
A little bubble squeak. Is this good?
Can I try that?
Is that okay?
Is that fine?
We're just all sharing?
No, the menu is so, so delicious. The space is so beautiful. I don't.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It is beautiful.
And the way you have the kitchen set up, I think, is really fun because it. I didn't realize you guys had a liquor license either. Yeah. That's a nice little surprise.
We wouldn't be successful in Charleston without a liquor
that's
license.
That's true.
People
are like, is beer and wine even alcohol?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's non-alcoholic.
Let's find out. Let's try a bunch of things.
Tap water here in Charleston.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't drink the tap.
And I want to talk about the space more because iconic, beautiful, high ceilings. And my favorite part of the space is, so Charleston has these gorgeous windows with these giant, like really deep ledges in front of them. And he turned them into tables. So you can be a two-top and you're just sitting looking out of the beautiful window looking at Charleston. It's magic.
You're basically in the windows at Bergdorf. You're like an actual live model sitting in the window.
There's a rooftop also. Not that we don't serve anything up there, but there's the private residence for the guy that owns the building. But that's probably the best view in Charleston. The only thing, it's just a 360 view. You can see Fort Sumter, all that stuff.
That's awesome. So you said that you would make us dinner up there, just the four of us?
You said that. That was so nice.
That was so
Kevin.
Nice.
That was sweet.
When you said that, I heard it. Didn't you hear it? We're coming. I want to see it. That sounds awesome. But the space could not be more beautiful and welcoming, warm, and...
And the menu is super beautiful. That omelet is really something special.
Can you please tell us about the omelet and why it's special?
So it's called a tamagoyaki. So it's a folded omelet. It's a Japanese. So it's a special pan. My mom's half Japanese. So that makes me, a quarter?
Yeah, honey. I don't do math. Yeah.
Just where it counts. So you just fold it on top of itself. It's three layers. It's light. It's fluffy.
No, it's dream dipped in a cloud.
It's cheese somehow, too, though, right? There's cheese incorporated?
It's a hollandaise and American cheese sauce.
Oh, that was my most favorite part.
I've been fantasizing about hollandaise.
You hearing the sizzle on DJ Dave right now?
That's what's hot right now.
It's sizzling.
It's sizzling. Pop it.
I love this guy.
We already been told by DJ Dave himself that we can't afford him.
We haven't interviewed DJ Dave, but DJ Dave has been the point of all of this. We're just obsessed. It's okay. We're there.
Well, the omelet, I watched the whole process go down, and I wondered, like, how many times did you make that, learning to make that, before
just
you got
once.
Them right? Oh, just once. Oh, you're so perfect.
I watched it on the internet.
You did?
Being a millennial, I don't actually read books. I just go on the internet and figure out everything.
Research is hard.
Research is too hard.
I know.
I didn't want to call Eric Repair and bother him, so I just, you know.
I mean, yeah. Well, we had a question the other day, and we were like, how can we get this system to work? And I was like, I figured it out. I Googled it.
Yeah. Google.
Google.
The people that managed it didn't know, but the Google did.
I was like...
Google smart.
Yes.
Because I have a small obsession with omelets, and I'm always working on the technique. For some reason, they're really puzzling to me.
No, and I got to say that omelets are very subjective, too, okay? Like, with a lot of the culinary background, the ideal omelet is, like, you know, that perfect pale yellow, no brown, rolled over, like, just in case you were going to get a job at Danielle.
But
sometimes I don't mind like a straight up diner omelet.
I get some brown on my omelet.
I mean,
you know.
Brown.
I was like, are those onions and mushrooms a little cold still? I'm into it.
I'm pretty sure Julia Child, when I read her, like her definition of how to make an omelet is get the pan ripping fucking hot and caramelize the bottom, and then it's just runny, gooey, delicious egg
in
the
middle. So and this one, like American cheese and
oh
hollandaise.
Oh my God.
What can
it's
we
so
call
good.
That?
Because it's silky and rich, but it's so bright. You get that hit of lemon, and it's the most perfect breakfast.
We're going to call it government velvet.
My favorite thing is, like, government cheese.
Yes.
Yo, government
That's
cheese
what it
is
says
shit.
On For a long time, I lived off of drugs, beer, cigarettes, Diet Coke, and American cheese.
I love that Diet Coke
that
plays
healthy.
In there. Diet Coke's very important.
That's a vice.
Yeah. Now it's just Diet Coke and American cheese.
I was going to say, I think once we've offered you a drink, you don't drink, right?
No, I've been sober almost 2 years now.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. Nice.
So how is it getting through the festival being sober? Did you find that it was welcoming
to you?
It's
a lot easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You mean like making it through.
It's a lot
you're doing
easier,
great.
Yeah. We had an event last night. It was the When Stars Align event. So it was Sean Brock, Gavin Kaysen, Curtis Duffy.
Wow.
Who else am I forgetting? Angie Marr. Yeah, he was there. Lots of other people. And we were just, it was a lot. But I was there washing dishes till like 2:30, but... You know, normally I would have just blacked out and washed dishes and then done it the next day.
But this time you remembered every dish.
I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing, and it's a testament to how truly hard it can be, because the festival is basically built around eating well, but also drinking a ton.
Yeah.
And I really loved Ben's friends this year put on a thing at the Macintosh, which was so fucking great.
An after party. They did an after party that was completely
alcohol,
sober.
Yeah. Which I think I is love so it. Special.
Awesome.
And there should be more of that, because then if you don't want to partake, you don't have to feel like you can't still attend an event. I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Because
and then
there's
also,
a lot of people that don't drink.
You know, living in Charleston my whole life, we are very aware of what goes on in this city late at night, and when you leave an after party like the one at MASH, you don't have to worry about feeling guilty driving home.
Yeah, that's right. You can feel good and get through, and I think it ends up like, you know, you need to gravitate towards some sort of balance in a 3-day festival.
Absolutely. I play a lot of video games.
Yeah. Is that how you get the aggression out when you go home? Because I find that is a huge thing for me. Like, I have two kids now, so I drink a lot less after my shifts than I used to. But it's always something that ended up being hard. Like, how do you get off from being so much adrenaline going and having everything, like, happening to just being like, all right, time to go to sleep. Like, you don't just wind down that easy.
No.
Yeah. So, video games.
Yeah, I play a lot of video games.
What's your favorite video game?
It's called Counter-Strike. It came out in 1998. I've been playing since high school.
Wow. You haven't beat it yet?
No, it's just a nice smooth shooter.
20 years on one game. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. For me, it's like a hot bath, but, you know.
I can see you in a hot, like a little bubble bath.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love a bath.
Like candles, chamomile tea, maybe a little coconut milk. I don't know, like a floating blossom.
I do it totally dark. No, no light.
How do you get out?
I mean, you can see your eyes adjust. It's not pitch black. You know,
Like a deprivation tank? Like, what's
your
deprivation
tank
It's my bathroom. I'm not, I'm just in a bath. I just don't turn the light on.
You're just sitting in there in the dark?
Yeah, it's great.
So you're not like reading a book, are you like listening
to a thing? No, a lot of times I'm like eyes closed, or I get all the way down to where the water's like just before my mouth.
Like a deprivation tank.
Yes, and I just
Are you
sit
going
there.
To another dimension? Are you in the upside down?
I feel like I go to the upside down.
Guys, Philip Michael Cohen's nose is bleeding right now.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's not from the upside
Are you
down.
Number 16?
That's how I decompress.
What?
That's nice. I throw on a little lavender oil. This is no shit. I'd cover myself in lavender oil.
Dude, I love it when you get
what
hippie
you mean,
mom.
Like, on
You're
your
so
body?
Hippie mom right now.
I put it on my chest.
Like Vicks VapoRub?
No, Phil, not like Vicks VapoRub, like a lavender oil.
I'm just saying like Vicks VapoRub. I'm not saying it is Vicks VapoRub. It's like it. Yeah. That's what I would do in the 80s with the Vicks VapoRub. You guys know what I'm talking about.
All right. I mean, they still make it. I'm just saying
lavender
yes.
I don't know.
That's
do
like,
they?
That's like
I feel like you just mentioned like Bactine or something.
I don't even want to talk about essential oils. I've been.
Honey, I love it when you talk
what
about essential oils.
What were you trying to
oils.
Give
no,
me last
doing,
night?
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Super
you can't
weird.
Stop me.
It was Frankenmuir. What was it?
Frankincense.
She was trying to give me frankincense.
We're
going to
let you know about something called frankincense. We know about it because Lindsay's mom told us about it.
My mom, she's, yeah.
As long as it's not patchouli, we're good.
It's not patchouli.
Thank you. I was raised by hippies. So patchouli, I have an adverse reaction.
Are you ready for this? You put it sublingually under your tongue, and it gives you incredible amounts of energy. No shit. Naturally.
We've been high on frankincense. I said it.
I like to replace frank
that's
with crank.
That's the secret
and
to
that's
wine
it. We're
and
basically
food.
Cranking. Yeah, I've been getting through with essential
frankincense
oils.
Frankincense extract.
Weird. Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, I like it.
I'm into it. I'm just saying there's other ways to wind down that you don't have to get drunk. That's all I'm saying.
I watch old episodes of Project Runway. That's my move.
God.
I'm talking like 2010.
Uh-huh.
That's when it
like,
was
taking it all the way
for
back.
For my wife, it's the Golden Girls.
Oh, wow. That's like way cooler than mine.
That's
though.
Her wind down. You know?
Just a wind down.
A little rose.
When I get off, because we give everything when you take care of people, you're like, here's everything. Let me take care of your every need. And let me give you all of my love. And then when I'm done, I don't want to watch like The Alienist. I want to watch Tim Gunn just walk around and boot people's
nose.
Yeah,
fabulous, yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's so good. Yeah. It's very relaxing. That's my deprivation tank.
That's nice. Whatever you got to do.
Everybody's got to have one.
Everybody's
you know?
Got a different way. Kevin, how many events did you do in total?
4.
Wow. See, that's a lot.
It's too many.
That's a lot of events. Yeah.
It's like Cynthia said, you overcommit yourself, but they ask you for the stuff like 8 months in advance, and you're all like,
you feel like you can just got it.
It's in the summer. Yeah. I was golfing. I was, you know, answering emails. I was like, yeah, I'll do sausage with pickled eggs and yeah, sure, whatever.
No, I'm gonna nail
and then you
it.
Get there and it's the day before and you're like, shit.
I don't what do
have
I have
any
to
of
do?
That stuff. What nor do I have the yet? Time.
Yeah, so. And how does it work with the restaurant? Who runs the restaurant if you're out of the restaurant?
I mean,
the other guy?
Yes.
Sean.
Wow. I was about to say, you're going to say his name? Are you hiding
his name? Sean? Sweet Sean?
Sweet Sean. Well, this
Sweet Sean.
This is a song I wrote about Sweet Sean. Just kidding. Want to hear it? Here we go. But he's
not
like
a delight.
No, I
think that's always, always an interesting question because so many of the participants are asked to do a lot of stuff. And I think it makes for a beautiful festival, but sometimes the restaurants themselves can be really strapped, like running with skeleton crews and spread thin to pull it off. And I think, you know, especially with somebody like you who really needs to be in the restaurant, because it's new. One Broad is how old now?
We opened right after Thanksgiving.
So it's not even a year.
3 months? No, it's
not even a year.
Three months.
Dude,
you guys
so
are
far away
fucking
from
killing
the restaurant
it.
Can't even walk yet.
Yeah.
It's just a little baby. It's just a little baby.
People, if you come to Charleston, you need to check out One Broad because
breakfast,
it's
lunch,
so
and dinner, right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, but the menu's fucking great. And I struggle, and this is going to be hurtful to some people, but I struggle to be like, where do you go for like a really craveable, delicious breakfast? And I am like, where would I want to go? Probably Butcher and Bee. Probably One Broad. And those are like my two number ones.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, because also you've got like bagels and smear and like... That's what I want for breakfast. Like,
yeah, it's just got some Northeast influence. I'm from Philadelphia, so.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love what you're doing. Ooh. I love that we had you on the show. It's just a special
I love
day.
Being on it.
Kevin, thanks for joining us here on Heritage Radio.
Oh, are you just already
Radio.
Working for Heritage Radio?
I'm just plugging it.
But did
right?
you guys did
that's
you guys
okay.
still feel
did you guys just
did you guys do a plan
you
without me? You guys didn't even talk to me about this.
That's
fair. That's fair. Actually,
I mean, I'll trade you Phil for DJ Dave. No
oh,
problem.
Man.
Straight up.
Yeah. We'll do a swap out.
Just okay. kidding. Just. Oh. No, let's just all join our forces.
I love some DJ Dave.
We are so grateful to have been on your beautiful network. If you guys want to check out our podcast, you can go to fmbradio.com.
How do you spell that, though?
EFFINBRADIO.com.
Listen, it's a visual pun. That's on us.
That's on us.
Okay,
it is a visual pun.
We did that. That's our bad. That's EFFINB Radio.
Yeah.
iTunes.
Or you can search it on iTunes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we, again, the people at Heritage Radio, you guys fucking rule. We
love,
love
you
so much.
I love you so much.
Thanks for
thanks
giving
for
us all this,
guys.
Yay!
Thanks for coming to Wine and Food.
Yeah, man. And we will see you all some other time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.